your money should serve you and your goals, not the other way around. At Eastern Planning Incorporated, we want to ensure your dreams are within reach, and this starts with a smart financial plan. Welcome to It's Not Just Money, It's Life, with Matt and Beth Blecker. In our ongoing podcasts, we will give you clear and trusted guidance, teaching you how to use your finances to make your retirement years the fulfillment of your dreams, with a well-balanced life free of worry and stress. We are so excited that you have joined us. So, let's get started.
Welcome to this first episode of It's Not Just Money, It's Life, with co-hosts Beth Blecker and Matthew Blecker. I'm Patrice Sikora. Now, in this first show, we're going to focus on Beth, and we're going to learn about her in her own words. What better place to start than the beginning, right? How did you get into the business?
Very convoluted way I got into the business. I graduated college as a first grade teacher at a time when I couldn't get a position. And my now ex-husband was a CPA, and he was going to go out on his own. So I took some accounting courses and I got a job as an accountant. And when he went out on his own, I joined his organization, him and I, as an accountant. And after several years of being an accountant together, we decided that we needed to work on financial planning. And we did that in our accounting practice. And then we realized, no, we needed to do more. So in 1995, Eastern Planning came alive.
Nice. But now you're on your own, aren't you?
Yes. In 1995, my ex-husband and I were partners. And he was the main financial advisor. And I was I ran the office, and I was the junior financial advisor. However, after a few years, I was getting more and more clients, and we were having more and more tension between us. And there was a lot of things that we did differently. And I realized there was a lot of things that he did that I didn't want to do and have done in my firm. And so we split the firm, and that led to splitting the marriage. So that happened in 2001.
All right. Now, your son Matthew is working with you, correct?
Correct.
And what does he do?
So Matthew was always going to work with us. He loved our business. And even through college, he used to come with us on trips. And he used to, as a matter of fact, in one of our study groups, they used to call him College Boy. And when he didn't come, they'd say, "Where's College Boy? Is College Boy coming?" So he used to always be part of our business. But my kids were always part of our business because in 1995, I had my kids come to all our seminars, set up our seminars, hand out all the information, sit there while the seminar was going on and do their homework. And at the end of the seminar, clean up and talk to people. So my kids were always part of my business. So in 2001 was the year he graduated, and things were not going well with my husband and I. And he was going to go work for another firm because in his senior year of college, he got his Series 7 and his Series 24, which is not something that most people do.
Right.
So he already was fully licensed in college, and he was going to go work for one of the firms like Smith Barney. And he realized that with Alan leaving, it would be helpful for him to start right out with Eastern Planning. So when he graduated in June of 2001, and you get that date, June of 2001, he joined Eastern Planning. And then we had 9/11, and he was there with me, and we developed a strategy that we've continued to do better and better and better.
Now, you outline a lot of this in your book. Tell me about your book.
I do. So I've always said I wanted to write a book. For years and years and years, I've said wanted to write a book. And I have a coach. And my coach said to me, "No, you don't want to write a book." And I looked at him and said, "What do you mean I don't want to write a book? I
really?
Do." He said, "Well, if you want to write a book, you would have written it."
Oh, all right. That's a challenge.
And then I said, okay. And he said, the problem is you don't want to write a book, but you can dictate a book and it'll be much easier. So in the summer of 2008, I started off dictating a book. And then again, we hear the dates and COVID hit. Well, it was actually the summer of 2008. It was the summer of 2019. And then COVID hit, and it was the perfect opportunity, locked in my house. It was the perfect opportunity to finish my book. And so in March, April, and May of 2020, I finished my book and we got it published in, I think, June or July of 2020.
Awesome. Awesome. And I read it and it's a good book.
Thank you.
Very informative. It tells a lot about you and about your practice. And we're going to roll into that now because I'm going to ask you, who is your ideal client? Who do you like to work with?
So I love to work with people. And that's a problem because that makes almost everyone my ideal client. But I realize that I've joined a group called Ed Slot. And he's a CPA that teaches people how to work with IRAs and retirement plans and help people roll their plans over and spend their money in retirement. So I am a distribution specialist and I'm an Ed Slot Master Elite Advisor. So really, and that's where my book came from. It's not just your money, it's your life, because I love helping my clients enjoy their money. While they're saving their money, I want them to make sure there's a balance. Mm-hmm. And when they retire, I want to make sure they understand how much they can spend. So I work with people who are savers, mostly, mm-hmm. and they have trouble spending. So I work with corporate executives. I work with a lot of women. It's amazing how many women are afraid to spend their money. They're sitting there going, I'm going to be a bag lady, when they've got millions of dollars saved. So I work with a lot of women because what I like to do is help people realize their goals and enjoy their life.
All right. That sounds like you've got a lot of education to do for people. If getting people to spend is not easy, but first teaching them how to save and then getting them to spend that. So what kind of education do you do with your clients?
We do workshops. Now, during COVID time, we do webinars. But a lot of my clients don't like sitting in groups and doing webinars. So a lot of times we just have a lot of meetings with our clients. And during all of our meetings, we pick topics that we work on. And then we help them understand what they need to know in those individual meetings, like estate planning, like budgeting, like mm-hmm. distributions. And we work, and Matthew works with the investing side. So he shows them where they're investing and how they're making money and how they can draw out their money when it's time for retirement. So we try to do it in a couple of different ways because everybody's different. Some people don't want to do it one-on-one and some people don't want to do it in a group.
And I should mention here that we're going to have a episode number two, obviously. And in that one, Matthew gets his chance to show off his colors, too. So we'll talk.
Absolutely.
We will be talking to him.
Absolutely.
Along with Matthew, tell me who's on your team and what do they do?
So we have a wonderful team and I have a team that's been with me for years and years and years. So Matthew has a service manager and her name is Donna and she's his right-hand person. And she does so much for him and manages so much with the clients. And she's also my office manager. And she oversees that everybody else is doing their jobs correctly. Then we have Nicole. And Nicole is the marketing person in our firm. But it's more than marketing because our job is not really marketing. Our job is making our clients happy. So she works with our events and setting up our fun events and our educational events and sending out the newsletter and making sure we send out educational material. So she does all of that. And then we have Christina. And Christina is somebody who's been by my side since she's 7 years old. She was my little sister and big brother's big sisters. Oh. And she's my daughter who I didn't give birth to.
Oh, that's nice.
Exactly. So Christina's been working for me. As you can tell, I believe in children working. So Christina's come to seminars and she's been stuffing envelopes for me since she's also a teenager. Mm-hmm. And now she's a full-time employee and she's worked her way up. So she's the person we call client coordinator. And she's wonderful with people. So she calls people to set up appointments, to find out how they are, to talk to people. And she's the person who is the first line, but not a receptionist. She's much more than that. She's the person who people talk to before they talk to either Donna, Matt, or myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you acquire new clients, Beth?
Most of the way we acquire new clients is by referral. My clients refer their friends and family, and that's probably 80 to 85% of the way we get new clients. Occasionally, we get clients because they've seen something of us on the social media or they've asked a question and my website came up. So occasionally, we have that. And occasionally, the CPAs and the attorneys that either I refer out to or my clients use will have called us up and said, I have a client, can you meet with them? And so we get referrals that way. And also, I told you I was an Ed Slott master lead advisor, and he has a website and he tells people, well, you must use an Ed Slott person who's educated. And so sometimes they look and find me on their web, on the Ed Slott website, and they give me a call. So that's the way I get clients.
All right. Are you very active in the community?
I'm extremely active in the community. The community my office is in, I grew up in. My children grew up in.
Oh, all right.
So I don't live here anymore, but I am still extremely, extremely active in the community.
How so? Tell me.
I am part of the charity that is called People to People, which is a food pantry in Rockland. I had been on the board for many years. I've stepped off being on the board, but now I'm part of the committee. And they do wonderful things. Like they have Back to School with Dignity. And every August, they gather backpacks filled with school stuff to give to children who couldn't afford to get all of this themselves. And Eastern Planning participates in that every single year, and my clients love it. They drop off supplies the whole month of August, and then we donate all the stuff to People to People so that they can help make their book bags. And then they have a holiday time where they give out gifts, and so we participate in that. And Eastern Planning does a cash contribution. But again, my clients participate in either they donate cash or they donate gifts. And it's just a wonderful event. So we do that. And I'm also very, very active in the new Holocaust Museum that we've opened in Rockland County. I'm on the board of that. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful museum. And it's just recently opened. And I'm very, very proud of being part of that.
That is fantastic. Do you have, it sounds like you're really people-oriented, you get out in the community, but do you have a philosophy, a business philosophy that you really stick to or that guides you?
We believe in clients first, and we're very service-oriented. And I read a book years ago, which always talked about doing what you can for your clients and remembering that sometimes you have to say no. So you can't promise everything, but you have to know what you can do and then do it. So my business philosophy is clients first.
I like it. I like that a lot. And I'm sure your clients do too.
I hope so.
Well, when you're not working, what do you do for fun?
My favorite activity is playing tennis. You can ask anybody. I right now I'm having a hip issue. So I'm miserable because I can't play tennis until after my hip surgery. But I try to play tennis 3 to 4 times a week, winter, summer, fall. I love playing tennis, but I'm also a grandmother. So I need to have time with my children and my grandchildren. And so babysitting and taking my grandchildren out and doing things with my grandchildren is my second favorite. Oh, they're going to hate me when I say second favorite, but I just love tennis too much to say that I would give it up for my grandchildren, and they know it.
How many grandkids do you have?
I have 4.
That's great. Do they play tennis? Are they old enough?
So no. And my oldest grandson is a phenomenal soccer player. Phenomenal soccer player, as is his father. And then my middle grandson is all around. He loves theater. He loves basketball. He does soccer. And he started to play tennis, and I was so hopeful. And then this year he said, no, I don't want to do tennis anymore. So too bad. But then I have my granddaughter after that, who's Matthew's daughter, and she too has no desire to play tennis. So, and the little one, he's just 4, so we don't know yet. Maybe I have a chance with
him. You can hope. Yeah, you can hope. Name one thing, Beth, that most people don't know about you.
Yeah, I know. This is an embarrassing thing, I think, because it really, considering how much I read for work and how much continuing education I do and how much travel I do, it's something that only my closest friends know. And that is that I love reading romance novels. So if I don't have a lot of work to do, for a lot of reading to do, if I'm on a plane, I'll pull out a romance novel and I will spend the whole trip just reading the romance novel.
Oh, that's not to be embarrassed about. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
When did you start reading romance novels?
One of my friends had me start reading this one author back when I first had children. And so Matthew is now, oh my God, 42. He's going to be 43. I hate thinking about that. My age, I'm not so upset about. His age is not so wonderful. So probably 40 years ago.
Wow. All right. Do you keep them or do you go through them and then hand them back? Do you go to the library or do you hand them on to other people if you buy them?
So
you have a whole library of them.
I used to buy them and friends and some of my friends, we would switch. So one would buy one and one would buy the other. But now I read them on my iPad. So I just download them onto my iPad.
Gotcha. All right. Other than a good romance novel, what is your idea of success?
It's changed throughout the years. So I used to have a monetary value, like how big was my business going to grow? And now really my idea of success is how good we are at helping people. And really, when clients come to me and say that they love my book, or they love what we're doing, or thank you so much, we've been helpful, that's success for me. So being able to help people and doing a good job is success.
And then what's your proudest achievement?
My proudest achievement is probably being a mother and grandmother. I mean, that is something that I couldn't be without, right? But being able to have Eastern Planning, and as a woman, because when I first had Eastern Planning in 2001 by myself, before Matthew actually finished school, I was like one of the few women financial advisors with their own company. Even now, the statistic is 17% female financial advisors. One of the jokes we always say, us few females that are together, is that when you go to a financial planning conference, you never have a line on the ladies' room. So I think that they're equal, that I couldn't say one over the other. Being a mother and a grandmother and being the proud owner of Eastern Planning and having Eastern Planning be the company that it is amazing to me.
Which leads into this question. Do you have a motto or something you say to yourself to keep yourself focused and on track?
So I wish I could say I do. And I'm sitting there and listening and saying, do I? And the answer is, I don't think I do. And that's probably something that I should consider doing in the future. Eastern Planning has a motto. Part of it is what I wrote in my book. It's not just your money, it's your life. And I think maybe that's my motto too, right? When I said it's more important for me to feel good about my business than to make money, although I love making money. Don't get me wrong. But I think really it's how proud you are of your life, how proud you are of the things you're doing, and that you're not doing things that you would be embarrassed. Maybe reading romance novels, but other than that, I don't do anything
that's
not
embarrassing. Beth, how can people reach you? Because I have a feeling there will be people who want to say, Beth, I got a question for you.
And I love answering questions. So we have a wonderful website, which is easternplanning.com, and a lot of materials on there that might answer questions without even making the call. And then on the website, we have the ability to reach me. But my email is bblecker@easternplanning.com. And my phone number is 845-627-8300. And that, of course, is my office number, not my cell number. But that's how you can reach me, any of those three ways.
That's great. As I mentioned earlier, in the next show, Matthew is going to make his debut and tell us his story. But to make sure you know when every episode of It's Not Just Money, It's Life is ready for you, be sure to follow this podcast and share it with friends and colleagues. I'm Patrice Sikora, and let's talk again later.
Thank you for listening to the It's Not Just Money, It's Life podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Eastern Planning Incorporated. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Securities and advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, RAA, member FINRA, SIPC. RAA is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of RAA.